dark final, short and sweet. Speaker today is Anne Bathurst, who is an occupational therapist from Blacktown Hospital. He has over 30 years' experience working in England, Scotland and Australia, and is going to talk to us today about crutches in the wet for orthopaedic conditions.
Hi, good evening. Thankfully, I'm going to speak up and run away if I don't do justice. Okay, I've been working in acute areas for the last so many years and rotating across different sections of the public hospital system. Presently, today I'm going to talk about my experience over the last 2.5-3 years working in the orthopedic roster, and I've been rostered over 2.5 years, say about a year and a half. So basically, how I came about. Occupational therapists tend to be problem solvers, so we had a situation where we had patients coming in with hip replacements, knee replacements, fractures, who were put on crutches by the physio, okay to go home because they required crutches when they were going to access steps at home. And when we went into a self-care, we found that patients were not keen to use crutches. They preferred to use a frame because they were scared of falling in wet areas. So that brought up the problem, and I thought, oh, how can we change that? I had an idea, so we looked at it and we decided to trial that. This is basically a presentation that I have put together in terms of a technique over the last, like I said, year and a half, and now we are looking at expanding it a bit more, so I'm presenting more my personal experience in that area. The criteria of patients who are using crutches are mainly either touch weight bearing, partial weight bearing or non-weight bearing. I'm going to focus a bit more on non-weight bearing today because non-weight bearing patients are the highest risk. Of course, this applies to anybody of all ages, young people as well, but the elderly are the bigger, are a lot greater risk because their balance is compromised. What were the ideas we were looking at to do things? The whole concept of it was to instill confidence in patients, obviously reduce falls, get better compliance instead of having to switch from crutches to frames, reduce representation and hopefully reduce health costs. I've put together a small video, not as good as the funky one, I'm sorry. Too good, that one. But I've tried to portray the different aspects, and I'll talk about it as you see the video. Glenn can have that.
Sorry?
Okay. Here basically we are presenting how a normal person tends to walk when they are non-weight bearing. The technique, what we call a two-point walk, so you put the crutches together and then you take the step. Or if it is partial weight bearing, I'm the culprit here. Or if it is touch weight bearing. So I've tried to demonstrate briefly. The main focus you all should be looking at is how the crutches are put together at the one time. Now, here I'm trying to demonstrate the non-slip nature of crutches normally. Crutches are pretty good that way. But when it comes to wet, even a drop of water can be dangerous. Now, drop of water, normally we think it is only in a shower or a toilet area, but it can happen on polished floors, in the kitchen where somebody might have washed their hands and a few drops of water spill over, or if somebody is walking with sweaty feet and you can have that wet patch affect you dangerously. You can see in some of these where it just slips off as if it's on glass. Okay, so what's the technique you use to actually implement change? If you can see carefully, you're looking at one crutch at a time, and I'm going to demonstrate that once more here. The gate doesn't change, but the crutch use is one at a time. Now, the important thing to notice here is when you put one crutch forward, let me turn around there. Okay, when you put the left crutch forward, the weight is on the right crutch, and vice versa. When you put the right crutch forward, the weight is on the left crutch, so that you do not slip. And if you do slip, your balance is still intact. It doesn't take very long to practice, but if you do it systematically, within about half an hour, you can train the patient to overcome that, and of course, practice after that in a real setting. Gives them confidence to go ahead. Here we have got a demonstration subject here. He's not a true patient, he's a dummy. But he has agreed to be my helper. Rachel is his name. I was surprised he was finding it reasonably difficult to walk. But this is, as we would do training them, one crutch at a time. And the test we would do after we have trained them a little bit is actually kick the crutch away. Okay, to see whether they are putting enough force in the crutch. Because if you don't put enough force in the crutch, it's just going to slide away when they put weight. So it's a sort of testing thing. It requires a little bit of confidence to go ahead and do that. But once you do that properly, the patient goes away quite happy, confident. Now I'm over exaggerating the kicking here, we don't do it that often, but what you can see is the fact that his crutch is pretty firm, and patients do tend to put it gently earlier on. Here I'm demonstrating in the wet, put a few drops of water. Now again, it's very dangerous to walk from dry crutches suddenly to hit the wet patch. Unfortunately, this dummy patient of mine wants to walk away from the water here, avoiding it like a good patient should. And I'm trying to talk even to someone in the middle of the proper stuff, you know. And he's scared of falling. So you can imagine how bad it must be for the elderly and the patient. Even under direction, he's not listening. Okay. Now watch carefully. It's that angle that is important. I'm going to demonstrate that in person just now. And if you can overcome that, that's fine. Thanks to Blacktown Hospital and Julianne for letting me present. Okay, that's my stand. Now, I'll just give you a quick demo. Unfortunately, we do not have anything here. But I use this. See how this doesn't slip at all? It's quite firm. Just a couple of drops of water. Okay. It's okay on carpet. Alright? Imagine a patient having to go through that. They do that once. We have talked and heard about a lot of falls and stuff like that today. They do that once, they're in deep trouble. Okay? One just last slide. How do I close this lens? Okay, now this is what work I have done over the last couple of years. It has been done only by myself, but what we haven't done, unfortunately, is quantified like a lot of the work that we have seen today. And what we would like to do now is put it in a structured format where we are looking at evaluating patients' fears beforehand, doing a survey, getting some figures, then looking at a structured educational program where we implement it and then look at feedback as well. And hopefully sometime in the future we'll have a bit more formal data to present about the stuff that I've done. That's basically it for me. Thank you.
Probably going to have to wrap up. We're going to start with your crutches.